I'll tell you a pretty fine jest, if that you do please it to hear, for the truth aunt I do protest, I'm sure that you need not to fear. It is of a valiant cook maid that lived at a nobleman's place, and five tailors that once was afraid, when as they looked her in the face. Oh, this was the valiant cook maid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. This nobleman upon a time had great store of work for to do, but to bring everything into rhyme 'twill study my brains, you must know. Five tailors that lived hard by, that worked for fourpence a day, for beef and for pudding at night, they'd better do so than to play. Oh, this was the valiant cook maid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. These tailors a great while did work, two masters and their three men. They labored as hard as a Turk, with stitching both to and again. And when that their work it was done, their money unto them was told, full 5 good pounds it is known, of silver but not of red gold. Oh, this is the valiant cook maid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. And when as their money they'd got, then who was so jowned as they? Each man of the best drank his part, and homewards they straight took away. A cookmaid was there in the house, that used full merry to be, who went to her master in haste, and these words unto him did say, "Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. Master, if that you please, some pastime I for you will make, but to lend me a horse," then quoth she, "and this money I from them will take." Her master then, hearing the jest, would try what this cookmaid could do. Some mirth he did think it the best, as gentlemen will do, you know. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. A horse then was saddled with speed, and boots and spurs she put on, and other materials most fit, because that she would not be known. A horseback she straight got astride, with a hog's pudding in her hand, and meeting this tailors in haste, she presently bid them to stand. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. "Deliver your money," quoth she, "or else your manhood's now try, or by this same thing in my hand every man of you shall die." Then out her black pudding she pulled, which so did the tailors affright. They thought it had been a pistol well charged, because 'twas late in the night. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. They begged their lives she might save, "We are but poor tailors," quoth they, "and truly no money we have, for we work but for fourpence a day. You lie like all rogues," quoth she, "and do not my patience provoke, for 5 pounds you have ta'en for your work." So present that word did them choke. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. That money deliver with speed, if that you think well on your lives, or by this same thing you shall bleed, the which will go farther than knives. Then out of their pockets their money they took, with many a sorrowful tear, and gave it into her hand. Here's all aunt each tailor did swear. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. And when she their money had got, she set spurs and away she did run. The devil go with you, quoth they, for I'm sure that we are undone. But when that this cookmaid came home, straight unto her master she told, and showed him his money again. How passages when she did unfold, oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. But here comes the cream of the jest, those tailors which was such men, after they stood pausing a while, then back they returned again. They came with a pitiful tone, their hair stood like men bewitched, to gentlemen they made their moan, for their money their fingers it itched. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. The gentleman laughed in conceit. How many was there, said he? Sure you were all men sufficient to have beaten above two or three. Truly we saw but one man, the which took our money away, but we feared he had but acres in store, or else he should never carry the day. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. He was well mounted upon a good steed, and a pistol that put us to studying. You lie like all fools, quoth she, it was but a black hog's pudding. Thus they, the poor tailors, did jeer, and the cookmaid laughed in conceit, that with nothing but a black pudding, and that five tailors should beat. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. Then straightway the gentleman spoke, what will you give then, said he, to have all your money again, and the face on't once more to see? Quoth the tailors, will give the ton half, and that's very fair, you do know, although that we were such fools to part with our good silver so. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. Then straightway he called for the cook, then the tailors did laugh in their sleeve, and set her to conjuring straight, which made the poor tailors believe that she by her art had it found, and showed them the place where it lay, which made the poor tailors to smile, so merry and jocund was they. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. Here take half the money, said they, the which we did promise to you, and for you we ever will pray, for such cookmaids there is but a few. I'll have none of your money, she said, as sure as I'm here alive. One may know what cowards you are, to let a hog's pudding to fright you all five. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun. And thus the old proverb is true, nine tailors do make but one man, and now it doth plainly appear, let them all do what they can. For had they been stout-hearted lads, they need not call it for aid, nor afraid to taste of a pudding, nor yet been outbraved by a maid. Oh, this is the valiant cookmaid, without either pistol or gun, but with a black pudding did fright five tailors and put them to thrun.